Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a couple of things that I want to get to in this segment. The first thing that I would like to play for you guys is this is Andy Reid and his message to Chris Jones after the final play, at least on defense for the Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
Well, you can't think that the guy's down. I mean, you can't think that. You got to just play the play. He knows. I mean, he's been around this thing a long time, so that's really what it came down to.
One thing that I'm going to highlight in this matchup, and I imagine is just going to be a major talking point, is, man, the Chiefs really need Chris Jones this week. So I don't care what needs to happen. If you feel like deleting your social media is what you need to do, that's perfectly fine. If you needed to have a sit down with the leadership council of the team, if Andy had to chew you out, whatever it is. But I don't know if they can beat the Detroit Lions if they don't get a good version of Chris Jones. This is the most complete team offensively that I think you can play in the National Football League. I think they're more complete than Buffalo offensively. I mean, they have the best 1-2 punch at running back. They've got a legitimate number one receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jameson Williams has finally figured things out. They've got a very good tight end in Sam Laporta. This is an offense that can do everything. Better than Philadelphia, better than Buffalo. This is the number one offense in the league. If you don't get a good version of Chris Jones, especially with their offensive line perceived to be maybe the best in the National Football League, I just don't know if you can win this game against them. This is a game that you would have to expect that the Lions are going to put up points. They put up points on everybody. So I know in the past I've said the Chiefs got to turn this into a rock fight and try to win this game 21-17. I don't think you're beating Detroit 21-17. You need to try to beat them 31-28. This has to be a 28-24, 28-27 kind of game. In my opinion, you were playing the second best team in the league. I would put Buffalo number one. I'd put Detroit number two. But if you put Detroit number one, I wouldn't be mad at you if that's how you've done it. But back to Chris Jones. You need Chris Jones refocused and re-engaged for this matchup. And if you are the competitor that I believe Chris Jones is, just because you're not on social media doesn't mean that you don't know what people are saying on social media about you. That was a theme of the press conference. Mahomes got asked about it. Andy got asked about it. I mean, it's out there. People have seen it, the last play. They've seen your effort. I'm sure that it's come up in the film. You know how you're supposed to handle these situations, how you need to play. And if you do that kind of stuff against the Lions, they will embarrass you on Sunday Night Football and come into your house with their offense and put 35, 38 points against you. They're capable of doing that. So the Chiefs need the best version of Chris Jones. However you get there today, that's what you need to go out there and win this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like time will tell. The answer will come later. But I feel like the deleting social media thing is we're making a big deal about it now because it happened this week. Da-da-da. But if he gets refocused, if he comes out and he is the Chris Jones that we saw 2-3 years ago, or even at times last year, a dominant force, and he's a problem for the Lions, who, by the way, had their center retire just ahead of training camp, so he has a chance to feast. If he's that guy on Sunday and then goes out and does it again against the Raiders, suddenly we're talking about, hey, Chris Jones just needed to refocus, get re-energized, get away from the fan base for a little bit, get out of his own head, and just get to work. That's the narrative. But if he goes out and has another, I don't want to say poor, but iffy performance against the Lions, if he gets pushed around and then he's kind of a no-show against the Raiders, you know how fans are going to play this. They're going to say that he has thin skin to lead social media because he's not up to his own standards. Like, I think the social media story is interesting only because the narrative of what happened will change depending on his play the next couple weeks. Or maybe he'll play great and come back to social media and tweet something like, hey, I'm back, and then fans will be like, oh, look, Chris Jones is back. We love it. It'll just, it's interesting to see what will play out, but I don't love the idea of deleting social media right now.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. This is where I would say, so on the text line, someone says, dude, deleting your social media is such a weak-looking move. Now, I don't want you guys to take this the wrong way, but I think the one place that I can identify with their job is here. There are very little benefits to being on social media. Our job is a little bit different. Like, I use social media to collect information and read stories. Like, I kind of have to be on there for the job. But I could completely understand how, if you're a football player, I could understand how you can make the determination, you know what, for this week, I don't need to be on there. It is a constant barrage of people telling you that you're not good. And I could understand how, in your free time on your phone, you just don't want to read it. You just don't want to read it. So, I don't care what Tim and Olathe feels about you deleting your Twitter or Instagram. Whatever you feel like you need to do to have a certain level of peace in your personal life is perfectly fine with me. I don't care about that. This needs to be a conversation that needs to be had between the power structure of the Kansas City Chiefs, and the accountability needs to happen from the coaching staff. And at some point, you as a professional, you as one of the greatest players to ever play in your position, a guy that we think is going to Canton, Ohio, you need to play better than you played on Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. Point blank, period. Your team needs you. Like, some of that accountability we keep, I think now we have turned Eric Bieniemy into like this master motivator. Like, some of this just has to come from you guys. It's got to come from Patrick Mahomes. It's got to come from Travis Kelce. It's got to come from Chris Jones. It's got to come from Harrison Bucker. It's got to come from guys who have played in and won big games. And you would think, just because these guys have worked together for so long, there has to be a mutual respect that you got to be able to go to the next guy and tell him, hey, you got to pick it up. Hey, Pat, you can't make that throw. That's a relationship that you got to build up over time. Hey, Travis, you got to turn your head quicker. You can't drop that ball as we are going into the end zone against Philadelphia. Hey, Harrison, we need you here. So if you haven't built that up for a team that at least we believe, I'm not on their team, but we see it, that seem to have good camaraderie, seem to have good chemistry, seem to all be working on one accord, man, some of that stuff has to be just self-motivating. Some of that has to be self-accountability, and not like you personally. I mean just within your group and being able to go to the next man and tell him, do your job. At the end of the game against the Chargers, that's what Drew Tranquil is doing. You can read his mouth. He took his helmet off and told Chris Jones, when you do that, it leaves the rest of us out to dry. Remember, that was the Patriots' mantra. Do your job. Your job does not involve you being on social media if you're Chris Jones. It doesn't. I've told you all the time, I don't really see any benefits for professional athletes to be on there. If you're on there promoting your brand, that's one thing. You going back and forth with fans and replying to them, I just don't know how that's productive and how that helps you be a better football player. It seems like it's only a negative because it is 80% of the people telling you that you suck. So you don't got to be on there. So I don't really have any problem with him deleting his social media. I wouldn't tell you to get back on social media. You're going to make $150 million in your life. Live your life. Have somebody else run your social media account. That's what I would tell you. Limit your comments on Instagram and get off Twitter would be my advice. I don't have any problem with Chris Jones if that's what he decided to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.